Well, when you think of turkey callers, you know, Matt Moret's name comes up, and when you look at Hunter Specialties, it comes up again. But a Pennsylvania guy's done pretty well with the hunting business.
Well, it's just proof that if you put your mind to it. I remember a story a long time ago. My grandmother, I was probably 8 years old, she asked me what I wanted to do for a living, and I said, I'm going to be a professional turkey hunter, and she thought I was crazy. And, yeah, I always remember that story because it kind of hits home. And when I was 16, I was very fortunate enough to win a world championship turkey calling, and kind of a big deal around town when I got back off the airplane, and I went and had dinner with my grandma a couple of days later, and she looked at me, and she goes, I think that's probably what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And never thought it would amount to a whole lot. I enjoyed calling in contests and chasing turkeys around, and it has turned into a full-time job that I wake up every day and kind of pinch myself because I got the best job in the world.
Well, a lot of people that talk about turkey hunting, they talk about it in a different type of a light. Sometimes they'll talk about it from the standpoint that once you do it, you're addicted to it. And, you know, a lot of guys that I know that turkey hunt have given up everything else. You know, they've given up deer hunting, they've given up bass fishing, whatever it may be, to be a turkey hunter. Do you see that happen where you're at, Matt?
Yeah, turkey hunting has just grown to the top and is an addicting sport. You know, we always tell people I don't know what an addiction to drugs is like, but if it's anything like being addicted to turkey hunting, I see where you can get in trouble. And I also tell people, you know, especially if you're married, you probably need to keep a divorce attorney on speed dial, because once you get hooked, wives hate turkey hunting unless they join and go hunting with you. And kind of a little joke, but I mean, when you get addicted, you don't want to go. You want to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning all season long. And it's just one of those sports that, you know, deer hunting is a passion of mine also, but it's so interactive, and there's so many things that you can do to change a situation when you're out there, and you just keep guessing them, and until we can talk to them for real and talk their language and understand them when they talk back, we'll never have it figured out so I don't see that happening in the next 100 years.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, maybe the novice, maybe somebody that doesn't know turkey hunting, you know, there's certain things you have to do, you know, whether it's spring of the year where most of the seasons are occurring, you know, you got that spring gobbler season, you're out there. What are some of the things that a bird, you know, you have to go through in a call, you have to attract? What are some of the things you do?
Well, the biggest thing is, you got, you know, before you even go out there, the best thing I can recommend to anybody to do is to get out there and get all the literature, all the videos you can. If you're just getting into turkey hunting, you can put 10 years under your belt by just watching TV or reading and learn about a turkey. That's what so many turkey hunters forget about, is to learn about the animal and their habits and what they do. I mean, a turkey's just like us. He needs food every day of his life. He needs water every day of his life. And, you know, that's two big keys that we don't think about in spring turkey hunting. But as we go out there, it's wintertime now, and spring turkey hunting is just around the corner, and we're thinking about it. Let's think about doing our homework before we even get out there and start playing with them. You'll be way ahead of the ball game, and you know, companies like Hunter Specialties and all the other game call manufacturers out there, they offer instructional tapes, instructional videos that you can learn a lot before you jump into the sport.
You know, as you look at it, now you've been in it, you said, told me 20 years, but how do you become, and when somebody judges a competition, how do they judge, where do you become a world champion? What makes you better?
Well, it's just proof that judges can be bribed with the right amount of money. No, I'm kidding. What they do in the bigger contests, there's about 5 major turkey calling contests in the country. And, you know, it all culminates at the National Wild Turkey Federation convention, like this year's in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's the Grand Nationals. And they get the judges from some of the ex-competition callers and just guys that really know what wild turkeys sound like. And it's human judges on a 1 to 20 basis. And, you know, you don't have to be a competition turkey caller to hunt turkeys and call them in. There's no doubt about that. But I can tell you this, the better that you sound and the more you sound like a hen and the better you present a realistic situation when you're out there in the woods, the more turkeys you're going to have at the end of your feet.
Well, I guess, you know, as a guy that I haven't ever turkey hunted before, so I wouldn't know, but I know this. I know when I see them, they're very wary. They're a bird that very, very, you know, a lot of people say, well, they're not very smart, but being wary makes them smarter. They take certain things that they do. Tell me a little bit about the bird itself.
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one of the biggest ways to start off. You look at a wild turkey, and you think about the day that mama hen hatches that turkey out of the egg. The minute they come out of the egg, she's teaching them to watch out for danger. And I don't know if a turkey's smart, because we're smart. We're the only animal out there. We're at the top of the food chain. We're the only animal out there that can reason. A turkey can't reason. But what they are blessed with is the God-given senses to see better than we can. They can hear better than we can. and they can run and fly as fast as you, I mean, unbelievable speeds. I mean, clock flying at 65 miles an hour. They're taught to get away from danger. And ever since the day that mama hen hatches them out of the egg, they're taught to watch out for predators because they're a survivalist. And it's more, not as much as they're smart. They're borderline schizophrenic, if you want to know the truth. Everything out there is trying to get them. You know, in the spring of the year, you're dealing with a mating ritual. A turkey gobbles to attract hens. You know, one of the disadvantages is we go out there and yelp, and we're trying to attract that gobbler to us. So we kind of got to get in his head and play a little mind game to turn the tables to get him to do what he's not supposed to do as a rule of Mother Nature and come to us. And in the fall of the year, they're just trying to survive. They're trying to make it. They're trying to eat enough food to make it through the winter. And usually it's the old mama hen and her poults. She's growing them. She's teaching them. And, you know, and again in the spring, it's the mating ritual that we're going out after. And that's the most exciting time when you're using your vocalizations, talking like a girl, and he's gobbling out there, and you're trying to call him in. You're trying to sound sexier than any other hen out there.
You know, I come from Illinois, and part of the reason I think I haven't turkey hunted is because of the fact not a lot of turkeys in Illinois, but they're starting to get better. Pennsylvania is a great example of what you can have, you know, great turkey population. Iowa, of course, Missouri, a lot of the areas have really grown in turkey population over the last several years.
Well, there's a lot to be said about that. You can't go anywhere in the United States today, except for the state of Alaska, that there's not a huntable population of turkeys, and even provinces in Canada. It's through efforts of sportsmen. It's sportsmen's groups like the National Wild Turkey Federation, you know, the restocking programs across the country that have been amazing. And your state's a great example. 15 years ago, there was hardly any turkeys. And nowadays, I mean, I don't know what part of Illinois you're in, but I travel I-64 and I-74 quite a bit. You can't drive up those interstates without seeing turkeys somewhere along the road.
I-74 is pretty close. I'm right in the central part. But, you know, we pheasant hunt, we quail hunt. We used to quail hunt a lot more when there were more of them. But the turkey population, deer population are both big. And as you travel the country, you may be up there hunting some of those guys one of these days.
Well, honestly, I have hunted Illinois. I don't think Illinois is that good. I don't tell that many people that because it's kind of a sleeper, and I'm kidding. I mean, obviously, Illinois deer hunting speaks for itself. Nationwide produces some of the largest bucks, I mean, of all times every year. The turkey hunting is a sleeper. Illinois has some awesome places, and there are pockets of turkeys, and they're growing, like you said, leaps and bounds. But I've been hunting, I've hunted, you know, Pike County area, Adams County area a couple years ago, and the turkey hunting is phenomenal. I'd put it up against anything in the country, to be honest with you.
I was going to ask you that as the next question. You know, I'm talking about Illinois because I live there, but if you had your optimum place you could go, is it back home in Pennsylvania or is it somewhere else?
That's a lot of people ask me my most favorite place, and I'd have to say two areas. And I love to hunt at home. The unfortunate part about Pennsylvania is the hunting pressure that we have. Just, you know, we have over a million hunters, and those turkeys get pressured pretty good, and it makes it tough. My favorite place in the world to hunt is just across the Mississippi from your house, and that's in Missouri. Missouri is, to me, the turkey hunting capital of the world. And if I had a close second, it would be somewhere in the South, Florida or Alabama. And mainly that reason is because their season comes in mid-March, March 15th, and you can slip on down there while there's 8 inches of snow at home and be spring turkey hunting in warm weather, just like we're in Orlando today, and I'm sitting here sweating because it's 80 degrees outside, and my wife's at home firing up the snowblower, and she's not feeling very sorry for me.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you being with us here at Shotgun Fan Radio. Keep us up to date on what's going on and where you're at and what's happening, in particular with Hunter's Headquarters.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you having us, and looking forward to talking to you there before turkey season. And if anybody out there is chasing turkeys this spring, be safe, and I hope your spring has a lot of success.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Shotgun Fan Radio.